Gaming Uncensored is brought to you by Colonel Duff. Duff, helping a random handicapped guy in the middle of nowhere. Only on Gaming Uncensored.
Controlling transmission.
Divided by 1,000 miles of barren wasteland, two men mysteriously linked by alien technology on a podcasting mission to boldly deliver video game news and views directly to your brain. This is Gaming Uncensored. And now, your Gaming Uncensored guides, the dynamic duo, the video game gurus, a man on wheels, and a Yeti with a modem, Jamie and Tommy.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. How you doing? My name is Jamie Jordan, and this is not a normal Gaming Uncensored. Tommy and Jimmy were sitting over there. What's up, y'all?
How's it going?
I'm tired. My voice hates me. My technology hates me. Everybody hates me. But I'm not in my house.
Yes. If you are watching via Patreon, you're going to see a new background for Jamie, which is super cool.
So, it's cool, but it's ghetto. Because there's literally nothing here.
Yeah.
Nothing here.
Work in progress.
Like, less than nothing here. There's still sawdust on the floor.
Nice.
So, I have to tell you, folks, we've been hitting at this for months, and it's finally here. I am broadcasting or podcasting to you live via direct fiber in what is going to be, theoretically, the new Gaming Uncensored studio. And there's lots of echo and lots of stuff. And we'll talk about that later. But right now, we have a very antsy little girl that wants to talk about video games.
Yes.
So, go, Dad.
We have a bona fide gamer on our hands at this point.
Yes, we do.
So, Genevieve, can I ask you some questions? What's your favorite game?
My favorite game?
Your favorite game.
Horizon.
Horizon? What do you like about Horizon?
Nothing.
Oh, I'm going to be contrarian now. Do you want to play Horizon?
Yeah.
Well, let me just tell you this. Because I've been watching you play Horizon, I happen to know what you like about Horizon.
Did you know that Jamie could see you when you play Horizon?
No.
No?
I know that you like to take Aloy swimming.
Do you like to go swimming in Horizon? Yeah.
You went swimming a lot.
Yeah, you were pretty good at it.
You went swimming for like 3 hours. I know because I watched.
Is that cool? Yeah. So,
how does he watch me?
Because we record it when we play the game. And so he can see what you play. He doesn't actually see you.
I could see you if we set that up.
Yeah.
But I can't see you right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he can see it when you play the game. So what are some of the things you've done in Horizon? Yeah. Can you say it loud? That wasn't saying it.
Do you want to translate, Dad?
Yeah. Have you fought any dinosaurs?
Yeah.
You did.
I attacked a lot.
You attacked a lot of dinosaurs?
Yeah.
I haven't seen that yet.
What happens when you attack the dinosaurs?
They quack.
They crack? Do you talk to anybody in Horizon? Yeah. You like talking to the people?
Yeah.
And walking around town?
Yeah, I run around town.
Run around town.
And I go run and surf.
What do you do when you're in the water? You don't know? Just swim around?
Just keep swimming, just keep swimming, just keep swimming.
Is that what you do in the water? For me, the like real proud kind of dad moment of it is like, obviously Horizon's not like the easiest game control-wise.
No.
It's a dual stick, you know, over the shoulder, third person, whatever. Which she's getting. Like, she's, like, understanding the mechanics of the joystick and how to walk around and stuff. And so, like, literally, I just hand it to her, and I could leave her there, and she can navigate. She has to have me come help her every once in a while, you know, like, she gets stuck.
When she's upside down.
When she's upside down, and she gets stuck in, like, a tent. Yeah. The indoor spaces are still a little challenging. But, like, she could get around that, too, you know, as a gamer and as a dad, to see my kids start figuring out, like, legit gaming, you know, not just, you know, touch a screen gaming, but like real legit, like this is a real game kind of thing.
That's a big deal.
It's a and big deal.
I gotta say, Uncle Jay is very proud.
Yeah, a little gamer in the making, right?
You said to come to my house.
You think he needs to
Yes.
come? You think we all need to play Horizon together?
Well, I tell you what, I'm gonna come to your house, but I'm gonna tell you a secret. You gotta come to my house.
Do you want to go see his house?
It's gonna be a long time.
It's gonna be a long time?
I don't know.
Maybe pretty
I
soon.
I don't like dogs.
You don't like
dogs? I don't have dogs.
No. Why not?
Because I don't have dogs.
Oh, yeah?
No
yeah.
dogs.
Yeah, well, Jamie doesn't have a dog, so you're fine.
I got neighbor kids, but I don't have dogs.
I'm not going to go to other people's
houses. Okay. But you'll go to Jamie's house?
Yeah.
Okay. That sounds like a good
and,
plan.
And I'll make you a promise. When you get here, I will have Oreos and ice cream.
I love Oreos.
I know. Me too.
Are Oreos your favorite cookie? Yeah. That's a pretty good cookie to have. What other kinds of cookies do you love?
Santa cookies.
Santa cookies?
I love chocolate chip cookies.
Chocolate chip cookies?
Yeah.
These are
your dad. Your dad's going to have to send me a list of cookies so I can buy all of the cookies.
Does that sound like a good plan?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then yes. I'll go to his grandma's house, actually.
His grandma's house?
He doesn't have grandma.
Yes, I do. I have two grandmas.
I don't think we're going to go to their house, though. But we'll go see Jamie at his house, okay?
Yay!
Does that sound good?
He has a grandpa, though.
Is there anything else you want to talk about Horizon? You're good on Horizon? Mm-hmm. Any other games you've played recently?
No.
No. We need to play some Mario Kart. That's on my list. It's a driving game with Mario.
Yep.
I want to drive Mario. And he's going to go in the car and drive.
Yep.
And cup and go down the window.
Maybe we'll play that for the next show, and you can talk about that on the next show.
Yeah.
Right.
Does that sound like a good plan?
I'm going to go to the street.
You're going to go to the street.
And drive.
That's kind of a plan.
And then he's going to go to his house, and he's going to go in.
All right. Well, we'll see you in a little bit, okay?
The greatest.
A little bit. So we can finish our show.
I love you, little girl.
Say see you soon.
See you soon.
Thanks for being on the podcast.
Thank you. Bye.
So, just so you know, boys and girls, that's exactly how I feel when I get kicked out of Tommy's house. That's it, exactly. Don't kick me out.
That's fair.
Yeah.
I gotta get my ears in now so I can hear you better.
So this is not a normal show. It's a complete cluster of a show. But I have to ask you, sir. You have fiber. I now have fiber. I know I do because I just paid the bill like a freaking adult. How does it look, sir?
This is the so far. I mean, we'll find all the fun things that we can now do better. But this is the first thing that is much improved from how we usually do this show now. What everybody sees that goes out to the world isn't going to change anything. But me just looking at you right now is like nice and clear and not like pixelated and fuzzy like it is every time we do this show. And so that's very nice.
You know what I love? No face light.
Yes. That's a nice benefit here too.
I'm all over no face light.
That's not bad. This is the best your videos look.
Yeah.
Outside from like the box and the paint can in the background and that kind of stuff.
Yeah. I told you it's ghetto.
Yeah, but it's on the right track. And so we are moving up and up. Now your voice has a nice little echo to it. So that's the part we're going to get to work on next. With just
big room with
no treatment. So
yeah, the entire house is an echo chamber, which is not cool.
It's great for podcasting.
Yeah.
There's like a handful of people that see us right now, but almost everybody else is just listening to us. And so all they're getting is nice echoey voice, but that's okay.
My dad actually said to me, like, he's pushing me to try and move over here, like right now. And I'm like, well, I don't want to move everything over because right now it's all in a temporary spot. And he was like, why don't you move stuff around? So Tommy doesn't have to treat the office and you don't have to wait. And I'm like, no, you don't get it. This whole house needs treatment everywhere. So, yeah, it's a little echo. It's a little gloomy. I feel like I'm in Carlsbad Caverns, to be honest with you. And the reason why is because part of the reason why is that there's no furniture in here, which you and I have to figure out because something occurred to me as I was getting ready for this. I'm a guy in a wheelchair.
Right.
I don't need furniture. So, like, I don't know how much furniture there's going to be.
Yeah.
So, my question to you is, other than furniture, what kind of cool stuff could we put in here? Because we need about 3 chairs. That's it.
Yep.
We're going to get you a comfortable chair.
Yep.
But we ain't doing a love seat. We ain't doing any of that.
Yeah.
So that's what we got to figure out is what are we putting in here in lieu of furniture?
Yeah, because it needs something.
Yeah.
I don't know. We got to figure that out.
It's going to be fun.
Yes.
We do have stuff to talk about, but we're a little short on time. So there is big news, which we will get to at some point. My question to you, sir, is how we're going to figure out availability, because if it works this much better, you're not going to allow me to go back to my parents' house. So that's going to be the next thing, is how do we make this work where I can get over here and do that kind of stuff. So
sure.
You guys are going to have to deal with us on that. But the show is about to be much improved.
Yeah. Always nice to move upward to better things. And so it's fun. Really fun to just get to see some improvement going on. So
it's fun. And you're like, holy cow, he's an adult.
Into your 40s, you know, at some point.
Yeah. Absolutely.
That said, first, let's thank the Patreon guys, because again, we're here because they're here, and we appreciate them a ton. Cabbage, Jose, Narc, Duff, Josh, Hector, Spider, Spencer, Kavosh, Chad, Zeke, Chris, Brigham, Sam, and Andrew. Thank you guys for your support. We will, at a minimum, talk Horizon more here in just a second. And so your hard-earned dollars going to us playing games. We appreciate that a ton. If you'd like to support us on Patreon, you can go by gamingUncensored.com. Click that Become a Patron link to do
and
that.
Can I just say that Patreon paid for a good chunk of this gear that I'm using?
Yes.
Right here.
Yeah, so. It's not the as fun part, maybe. I mean, it's just as fun for us. So we can spend your money on improving the show, buying new gear, getting that flexibility for having now really multiple spaces that Jamie can broadcast from, which is really nice. And so we have some flexibility and some options. So if we need to broadcast from your house, still we can until you get fully moved over. And so that's a wonderful thing. And again, that's all possible because of you Patreon guys. So thank you so much for that. I mean, obviously, that just makes a huge, huge difference in our world. And so we are absolutely vastly appreciative of that. So let me mention, we'll see what we get to, but the things that are happening in the gaming world. Oh, there's another cat that snuck into this room. I didn't even know it. Can hear it scratching on a chair in the background. White cat got kicked out. One was smart enough and hid, and so she'll be up here in just a second, I bet. So,
fantastic.
That said, the big news, we'll try to get to at least a little bit of it. For nothing else, I'm just curious of your thoughts about it. Sony had a state of play about Hogwarts Legacy. It's a new Harry Potter game, which isn't really a Harry Potter game, other than it takes place in the Harry Potter universe, but has nothing to do with the character of Harry Potter or that storyline. But we'll talk about that at least a little bit. There's a handful of other show notes that I'm going to just go ahead and put up, and we'll see if we get to any of them, but we may hit them just here in a little bit. But the big thing is we just got to talk Horizon, because we've put more time into Horizon since last we chatted.
Right.
So, yeah.
But before we do that, I will say that I saw the state of play this morning because you said watch this. And so I did. And one well kept secret about Jamie Jordan is that I am a closet Potterhead. I have read all the books. I have not watched the movies because I'm a snob and I kind of refuse.
Yeah.
But the books are some of the best I have ever read in my life. I think I know that you have read all the books.
Yes.
This series is so good. And the first thing that I thought when they started running this video was, holy crap, it's Hogwarts. I mean, seriously, it's like, it's this place that I read about for 8 books, and there it is.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's awesome.
That is awesome. It also shows that you haven't watched the movies, because you get that experience in the movies. Because when I saw this, I was like, oh, hey, that's from the movie. Because it very much looks like Hogwarts from the movie, which is fine, because I'll say this. And especially if it's been some time since you read the books, which I'm guessing it has.
Yes.
You should go watch the movies. They're good. Yeah. They are very, very solid. Now, are they as good as the books? Of course not. Nothing is. But in the same way, like the Lord of the Rings movies are really good movies, even though they don't live up to the books, the Harry Potter movies are really solid adaptations, even though they'll never live up to the book. They are much better than almost any other book adaptation I can think of. They're really, really good. And so
If you say that, I'll go watch it.
And the added benefit of not having just read the books will help a ton, because you don't have all those little details that they skipped, like present at mind.
Yeah. I have refused because the books were so good.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to do that.
Yeah. That was understandable. But
yeah,
I would encourage you at this point, at least.
Yeah, I will.
And it's interesting. We're just going to go ahead and talk about this now, and then we'll see if we get into some Horizon talk. But we're on this, so we might as well continue on this for the time being. It is, like, even in the, you know, kind of after they showed the game and some of the details of the story, they talked to the developers, and one of the things that the developers talked about was trying to take the world from the books and the world from the movie and create a new story that takes place earlier than all of the details of the books. Now, of course, there's other books, and we've got these new movies now, which I haven't seen all the new movies, the Fantastic Creatures or whatever
movies.
So I don't know when those take place. I know they're when the Harry Potter story takes place, because now there's like young Dumbledore in one of them, which is strange to me too. But anyway,
wow.
This takes place like late 1800s, so really significantly before the events of the Harry Potter books. And so it is taking Hogwarts, which obviously has existed well before Harry Potter, and so it's taking that back, you know, 60 or 70 years or whatever it is. I don't know the exact timeline there. But trying to preserve the feel of what was established both in the books and the movie.
And it does.
Yeah, that was something I was pretty skeptical that they would be able to do. And really, I've been pretty skeptical to this whole thing. I think Harry Potter, like that universe, is exciting in the world of video games. But at the same time, it seems so incredibly difficult to do. And so I've been pretty skeptical that they could make it feel right. And at least watching this, which you get extended, you get 15 minutes or so of gameplay and in-game, you know, footage, video, and that kind of stuff, felt like Harry Potter. It was like, oh, yeah, if you would have just shown this to me without telling me what it was, I would have been able to tell you immediately. Like, like they captured the spirit of it well, even without the characters, because you don't see any characters you recognize, because, again, this all happens way before the events of the books.
Except for I think I saw Headless Nick in there somewhere.
Oh, bit of quite possible. There's going to be a few that pop up that we'll know at least somewhat from the books and movies. So that'll be fun. There'll be a little callbacks or call forwards, I guess. This is technically prequel-ish.
Because 1800s is what we're dealing with here.
Yeah, so again, it's a pretty good step back. It talked a little bit about story, at least what we know about the character that you play, which is a customizable character, so you get to make your own character. It's not a set character. So you get to design your character, what the character looks like, if it's a male or female, all that fun stuff. But you are coming into Hogwarts as a fifth-year student, which is already pretty interesting in the world of Hogwarts, but also like it's both like, oh, why is this happening? Why is this person coming into Hogwarts so late and all that stuff? It's also really genius in not having to start as a character in their first year at Hogwarts and feel very, very young.
Well, that and the fact that it doesn't matter how well they do it. You can't say, for example, I don't think there's a really good way to replicate Hermione Granger. I don't think that's possible. I don't think you can replicate Ron Weasley. You just can't.
Yeah.
And so they avoided all of that. And the thing that blew my mind, and it's essentially an extended trailer, so who knows?
Yeah.
But it seems to be RPG heavy. It looks like maybe, sort of, kind of.
Yeah. That's a definite question that I have about it, because not knowing a lot of the details about it, because it didn't go into tons of detail. It did give us a good little feel for it, which was nice. But it doesn't like tell you exactly what that progression looks like. And there is a really like logical progression just built into this idea of like wizarding school that you just progress kind of year by year, like that you could build a character that way. That would be interesting. Now, having this character start in the fifth year, changes that some, but there certainly is some level of progression that was hinted at, but it definitely wasn't shown off in any kind of detail that we know what it will look like. So if it is that, it's so ripe for kind of RPG feel. Like the more they lean into that, the better it's going to be, right? And that's the that's my biggest question at this point is just how much are they able to lean into that? And I haven't seen enough yet to feel like it's going to be to the level that I want it to be personally.
But this is one of those games that it doesn't matter what they do. It's going to be a disappointment, right? Because, like, this is one of those franchises that we have known for us since we were, like, you know, late high school, yeah, college kids, because we're old.
Yes.
And for some people listening to the show, you've known this series your whole life.
Yeah.
So there's no way that they can't not fail in some way.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Of like, course. You're 100% correct there. And the genius of what they did is the same thing that has made the Star Wars games that have been successful good. And that is to capture the feel of the world without trying to replicate the characters, which is the thing that just screws up royally, right? Like, if you could avoid trying to tell the same story with the same people but capture the feel of the world, you at least set yourself up for success. There's plenty of Star Wars games have tried to do that as well and sucked. And so it's not like it's a foolproof plan. But almost certainly, if you were to try to tell the story of the Harry Potter books in video game form, it would probably be a disappointment, right? But this, that isn't necessarily canon, but it's going to be in that world and make you feel a part of that world in a different way than what the books or the movies can do just because of their formats, while still making you feel a part of that world that you know from the books and the movies. That's where they could really succeed, but it has to be like, it has to be a good game, right? Like that's maybe the thing that I think we're talking around is that they could get everything else right about it of making the world feel good. And if like the gameplay kind of sucks or they just don't capture, you know, like what interacting in that world is like, what walking around Hogwarts is like, something they talk about in the trailer, extended trailer, whatever you want to call it, that like at no point has a end user, reader, watcher, whatever of the Harry Potter world been able to explore Hogwarts, been able to see where that door or that hall goes, right? And like now you've got to make that. You've got to make that where it just feels right, not just looking at it because they have the aesthetic, right? But that when you turn a corner and you look down a corridor that like, it feels right. And that when you pull out a wand to cast a spell, that it mechanically has the vibe that you would think or that you kind of played in your head when you were reading the books would happen in that world. And I don't know if they could pull that off, right? And that's something that we're not going to know until you get it in your hands.
Well, and the other thing is the stupidest things jump out to me. And today in this trailer, it was that they spent like 3 minutes featuring the Room of Requirement.
Yes.
because like a minute and a half into that 3 minutes, I'm thinking to myself, this is the freaking Room of Requirement, which they didn't get until like book 7. And it's in this thing, it's just sort of out there, and it's not, there's not a whole lot of hump of hoops they had to jump through to get the Room of Requirement. Like, it wasn't, the Room of Requirement was not a place that Harry Potter could just walk in and chill.
Yeah.
I mean, they made it look like a rumpus room.
Yes.
Like, this is where you go hang out, and, you know, you got animals, and it's, I don't know why that rubbed me the wrong way, but I was like, no,
Yeah.
No.
And see, that's those kinds of things are going to stand out, right? Of like, can you execute implementing something like the rumor requirement that is familiar? Because we know what that is. That's a very important plot point in the books and movies. Can you bring that to this world and make it feel the same and not make it feel like, oh yeah, there's this room. You go in there and like, what do you need? Here you are. Right. Like, thing, you know, like it's this, like it had such weight, right? In the book. It doesn't feel like it has weight. It feels like it's just a thing, like a convenience for, and like, it definitely is. Like when you're thinking of game design, That's a golden egg, right? Like this existing component in this world that can do things that you don't have to really explain how it can do those things, right? Like that's the whole thing with the rumor requirement is it's magic. Like literally, like of course in the Harry Potter world is magic, but you have this magical room that can help you solve problems in interesting and creative ways. For a game designer, that's amazing. But how do you make it feel like it's as important as it was in the books?
Right. And that's, I don't know. And there are other areas in Hogwarts that will be the same way.
Yes.
Like, they made a big deal of, which this I don't understand, because you're going in as a fifth-year Hogwarts student, but they spent 2 minutes on the fact that you would be sorted. How do you sort a fifth year?
Right,
how does that work?
He or she, again, it could be either one, is starting as a fifth year, right? That's my understanding of it. Like, it's not...
Right.
This is his fifth year at Hogwarts. This is, he is new to Hogwarts and he's, you know, however old you are at fifth year, 13, 14, I don't know how old, whatever you start at, you know. And so you're coming in as older than all the other incoming students. Stuff like that. How do you make that work?
Right. And they talked about catching up with everybody else. And I'm like, what? Is this like an 80-hour game? Like,
yeah,
you're like, how does that even work? And I realize that we're nitpicking, but if you don't think that there's a ton of Potterheads at IGN and GameSpot that have read these books more than we have, that aren't going to tear it to shreds, you're out of your mind.
For sure, and it's also, like, isn't there a component of this that you're never going to make the diehards happy, right? Like, you can't, exactly as you were saying, like, it's going to be a disappointment on some level because it's an existing franchise. But we just got through with a game that we adored. Now, granted that we're not diehards of this world at all, but with Guardians of the Galaxy, like, they executed really well. Like, they told an original story, and at least as far as I know, it's an original story. Like, I don't know the comics enough to know if they just copped something from the comics. It could have been. But I think it's original story that stuck true to that world, to the lore of that world and everything else, and made it compelling, that I'm sure, like, people who have read every single Guardians of the Galaxy comic, like, tore it to shreds and was like, okay, man, this is so dumb that they thought this at blah, blah, blah. Like, you really don't know anything about... There's going to be people that do the exact same thing with this game from the Harry Potter perspective. And rightfully so. Like, if this is the thing that you're a massive fan of, you're likely going to be critical of anything that comes out in that world. But I think for even people like you and I, who are fans of the books, but, like, I've read them all once. It's not like I've read these books three or four times. I've seen all the movies once, and I haven't seen them in a long time. You know, it's not like this is something I live and breathe. That, I think, is the majority of the audience. And for us, you still got to get, like, details right. But I just can't nitpick it to death because I'm not familiar enough with the world to nitpick it to death. I could nitpick general things. And, you know, those are, again, more... not the specifics of, like, oh, that spell is supposed to do this little slightly different thing, and they adapted it to make it work in this gameplay, which they most definitely will. There will be tons of things that happen like that. But it's going to be more the things of, like, in the book, the Room of Requirement was this big deal. Are you still making it a big deal, or are you not? Like, those are the things that are going to stand out a little bit more to us about the kind of vibe of the game or whatever. And so
because you brought that up, I'm so glad you did. Let's mosey to Horizon real quick, because I want to bring up my major issue with Horizon, and it has to do with Guardians. Okay? Let me just say that you have played several hours of Horizon, and to the point that every time I fire up the YouTube, I've known you for 17 years, and I look at the YouTube, and I'm like, who the crap is this guy? Because there's hours and hours and hours of gameplay, and it started with Guardians, and I can't keep up. Like, is he working? Is he on unemployment? Like, what's going on here? Right? So there's that.
Yeah.
But my main nitpick, and I say again, Horizon is great. It's a lot of fun to play. It's a lot of fun to watch. But my major nitpick is the writing and the execution of the writing, because I just saw Guardians of the Galaxy. That was so good.
Yeah.
This is not that good.
Yeah.
And it kind of makes my skin crawl, because I was watching a video this morning, like a 30 minute video, where you're in an area and you're walking around, and it's very obvious that there is a tripwire for audio in that area.
Yeah.
Because Aloy says the same thing like 6 times. Yeah. And it's driving me nuts.
Yeah. Now, to be fair, that exact thing happens at the end of Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yes.
It gets there, but it does take a lot longer to get there. But I think it goes to a game design thing, right? Like, this is the, and I'm not going to argue with your point at all, because I'm you're absolutely right, and it shows. But it's, I think, as much just due to the fact of open world versus linear game, right? Like, that you've got to program in cues in an open world game that it's going to point the player in the direction to accomplish something. And so you have to have those little things of, like, oh, there's a blah, blah, blah over there, which I had another one of those moments just last night playing the game that I'm like, Aloy, I know I am obviously doing something else right now, you know, like, give me a minute and I will get to it. You know, like, just stop bugging me.
It has to be because we played Guardians, but it's, there are things that drive us nutty as audio people. Right now, this room is driving me crazy.
Yeah.
Like, I have headphones on and I can hear myself. It's driving me nuts.
Yeah.
Like, we have to fix this. That thing that we just talked about with Horizon, as good of a game as it is driving me crazy.
Yeah.
Like, I just want to throw something at the TV.
But I like, what's an open world game that doesn't have that, you know? And to the extent, they even patched this. Like, this was big news with, not big news with Horizon, but was newsy with Horizon. That in a patch, like, they updated to remove some of those little reminders, something about the stash. Like, every time you picked up something of it reminding you that it went in the stash. Like, it does overtell you stuff.
Yes.
And that, you know, like, again, I'm like, yes, I get it. I know. Whatever.
And that it's goes
both, like, I appreciate that for an open world game, because you need some of that. You got to have some of that control in an open world game, some of that direction in an open world game. But again, some of it is like, hey, just trust me to be able to figure this out too. Like, I don't need you to hold my hand. I think when we get to Elden Ring, we're going to have the exact opposite complaint, because everything I know about Elden Ring is it doesn't tell you anything. And it just expects you to figure out everything. And I think there's probably a happy medium I think of playing Breath of the Wild. Breath of the Wild was not one to hold your hand. It didn't tell you everything. It made you figure out a lot of stuff. But it executed that really well. Horizon, to me, is an open world game, much more in the vein of something like a Far Cry, right?
Like, yes.
It's a better Ubisoft game. We talk about how Ubisoft makes like straight 80 games that are fun and good, and there's nothing wrong with that. Horizon's like what Ubisoft could do if they were just a little bit better, right? Like, it's a better game than Far Cry is to me.
And what I thought of this morning, because of the way you're playing the game, I thought to myself, and I may have said this with the original.
In here, bud.
But I feel like it's a Rambo game. Like, I feel like we're walking through Rambo and you're just beating people with arrows. Yeah. And it's fantastic.
It is.
It's great.
Yeah.
And we'll talk more about that later.
Let me say, just because we're on it, yeah. Before we wrap up here. The reason that there are so many hours of it sitting there on YouTube is because I obviously just adore this game. Like, it is phenomenal. I thought Guardians was great. This is a better game than Guardians in almost every way. Outside of the writing and the acting, right? It is a little B-movie acting at times. Again, it's an open world game. Like, I just don't know how you do something as tight as Guardians was in an open world game. So it does have that. It's a little cringy at times because of that. But the gameplay is just such a different level. I love it.
We
got invaded again.
Yes, we did. Can we mention?
You're supposed to be in here?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Can we mention that this little girl loves her dad? I think we said that a couple of times. Mm. But she does. She loves her dad.
Is that true?
And I think the worst part of her week is when I steal her dad for an hour. Because it just looks horrible to me. And I feel guilty and like it's awful. And yeah, I'm going to have a lot of making up to do when she's older.
So. You think that's what? True? Is there anything else you want to say about Horizon? Have you thought of anything while you were gone? Oh, you're not available to talk about Horizon anymore because you got to go to the park.
Going to the park. Going to the park.
All right. Let us finish up and then we could go to the park.
Oh, that's why Daddy has to be somewhere.
Yep. We have a symphony to go see at the park here in a little bit.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm gonna sit and watch the instruments, and they are gonna be it. What's the food say? Oh, there's gonna be a food truck too.
You know we love food trucks.
We do love food trucks.
Yes, we do.
Patreon gets to pay good money for this content.
High quality entertainment right here.
Okay.
Yeah.
See you later, baby.
It's off the rails.
All right. You want to help us close the show?
Yep.
Without making all that noise.
Do you remember what to say?
Do you remember what we say at the end of the show?
Amen.
No. Nope.
That's church, babe.
Yeah.
That's church.
I thought it in my mind.
You thought it in your mind? What'd you think?
We'll get it back soon!
We're out!
Would you like to submit a segment for the show? Send it to gamingandcensored@gmail.com. And don't worry, we'll play just about anything. Gaming Uncensored.